Yeah, we live. We get it cracking. It. We about to get it going. And we about to get it going. We back again. Here we go.
She right here with me. I had a topic that came up, and it's like it's more of in the lines of like selecting the right partner, like life partner,
yeah,
or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like there
you
this.
Go.
It's like,
I got the perfect background for that, then. There you go.
So it's like this. Could you be in a committed relationship with a woman, right, who has a very high body count?
What?
Very high body count.
Sorry, so.
Super, I'm like astronomical numbers, like.
You I got to answer.
That shit was possible in one lifetime. Like, holy shit. Yeah, can you be committed to a woman with that much mileage?
I got to move out of state. You feel me? I know too many niggas.
like hey, everywhere you...
You fuck with Cheryl? Nigga, yeah. I used to throw my dick in the river.
Hold on. Keep wait on. It sounded like both of y'all had something to say. What y'all was about to say?
It depends. You know, niggas be lying. Niggas lie a lot. Like, because hear some shit that another nigga said about the chick and run with that shit. And be like, man, I'm going to say this shit too. So niggas be like, man, she suck dick. She suck my dick. And nigga, you know, you just like, nigga, like, hey, bro, you know, Brenda, you know, that freak hoe one. And you know, like, the same shit, like, she suck my dick too. Bro. And then before you know, everybody going to say, she suck my dick. And she probably didn't suck nobody's dick at all. But everybody just changed. You know, thought the shit was cool to say. So you know, you niggas don't even know like if niggas is whooping this shit or is she actually doing this shit.
She told you, but what if she's saying, you know for sure.
She told you straight up. Yeah.
Straight up. And then this is my body count. Yeah. This is my body count. She tell you.
And then it's up to you at that point. You be like, man, if you feeling her, then you feeling her. Like it shouldn't fucking matter because niggas fuck a lot of bitches too. So.
Right.
It is what it is, so it shouldn't matter.
But also, if she tell you her body count, and she tell you, okay, it's woozy wop, what you gonna think next? What's
she for the streets?
hold on. Okay,
but
she tell you my body count is woozy wop. What's your next thought? You said
trying to hit too.
She trying to hit too, or she for the streets, right?
No.
My thing is,
he's asking.
She tell you, oh, my body count is 11. And then what you gonna multiply that, or what you gonna
by
even
three.
If she tell you, I'm take this for face value, I'm whoopy wop. No, bitch, you really whoopy wop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. if you're talking to her, you feel me, and you feel like she got a good head on her shoulders, go ahead, pass it.
Right.
Like yeah, and like it shouldn't matter. Like hey, like for real though, like if that's the case, and everything else is cool, like the fucking it's gonna go down regardless. So.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
you only got a couple good years of fucking anyway, so and you should right. Have like some real ass connection where you like when the fucking is done and we ain't getting this shit ain't working, like then it should be like, what do we got with this shit? Like,
right.
Are we having right. Fun? Are we committed in this shit? So that's how it should be. It's just like, man, so the fuck, it shouldn't even matter. Where how many niggas she fuck shouldn't matter. How many niggas he fuck shouldn't matter. If y'all like cool like that, man, right. Fuck everybody else.
Right,
the niggas gonna talk.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but if y'all cool and then y'all winning. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck what anybody else got to say. If y'all both agree and y'all okay with the situation, because just like, for instance, whether you dealing with goody two-shoes ass bitch next door, it really ain't too much fun, but you might want to start a family with this type of broad, it might not be ideal for your situation or what you got going on in life at the time, because there's been a point in my life where I had a couple strippers involved and I love the fuck out of them bitches. They made me a whole lot of money, you feel me? No disrespect to them and what they had going on, but they helped me thrive at a certain point in my life, so I don't knock them for that shit. At the same time, I have met some goody two-shoe ass bitches that came through for me too, and not to be disrespectful on some saying bitches type shit, if you ain't trying to be all sensitive and get your tampon all soaked in that kind of week of that shit. Just being in general, it's just a generalization because I don't know you personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get what you're saying too. I feel like, to be honest, I feel like it's really based on how you feel about the said chick. Like if she talking about like, oh, I done, like if right.
If
like
you okay with the situation,
I said, she say right. A ridiculous number.
You okay with the situation? Like, it don't matter. Like if you are, if you
right. Hit me, yeah,
too, and then y'all relationship too, right. Fuck it.
So you more like just be yeah. Just focus more on the yep. Mental aspect, the yep. Connection.
Like if you where is she work, at? Yep. If you want yeah.
Right.
To work long term and you want that shit
yeah.
To last,
yeah.
Yeah.
You like, man, like fuck it, just you go for that shit first.
Right.
Whatever the sex is, the shit is gonna it ain't gonna work for too fucking long.
Right.
So regardless, mm-hmm. You gotta go for some mental shit. So if y'all having a good time and you like, man,
that's where I'm at with it.
Like the house always clean.
Right.
Just take care of the kids.
That little shit matters.
Yeah, like man,
that things matter.
Right.
We go on vacation. You know, we kick up. We watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you know, like some simple ass shit. Like man, that shit's fun. And then y'all good. And then just go with that shit. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
At least y'all mentally.
Yeah.
You fucking. Yeah. You be good with yourself. Like man, fucking y'all fucking. Like she give it to you like she was giving everybody else. So fuck it. If it's good, it's good.
It might be now, better for
to go.
She learned that little trick. Right
even,
yeah.
Yeah. To go even that. Deeper than that. To go yep. Even deeper than that. All right, let's say like what Twan talked about. Let's say you hooked up with a chick. You didn't know, but she say she's like a really famous porn star. Or she had like to nowadays standards, she got an OnlyFans page.
Man, we about to get some
and
money.
She was on there. Everybody had seen her. Everybody had been getting it going with her.
Mom got so crazy. Like, what you mean?
That type of chick now.
Okay, I'm on now. Then I'm on.
To take
I'm
it even on. Further, she's like, I wanna be with you. I want to be with you, but I want to continue this. I want to continue making movies. I want to continue like, this because like, it makes me a lot of money.
Like continue like fucking niggas, or continue
yeah,
like,
continue doing
like, yeah
herself.
Continue like, fucking other dudes too.
Other
to continue
too.
Doing whatever she do for her content. That could be fucking other niggas. That could be
okay,
she do masturbation videos. Whatever it is,
whatever,
could that like could you be okay with that?
Okay with. That goes yeah, like, with everybody's perspective. Yeah, what you okay
yeah.
With? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it depends on the dude at that point. Because,
right.
You know, me personally, I'm like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. Because,
right.
You know, I ain't, I don't want my chick getting banged like while I'm with her.
Like,
too.
Bitch, this bitch is getting dogged the fuck
yep.
Out. If you want to be doing this,
yeah.
Bitch, I need a Lambo right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and with that, and that's not even working to me. Like, I'd rather,
right,
be, you know,
right.
I'd rather be like, all right, you know, it was cool. Like, we had a good time.
Bitch,
but
I needed some more shit, for
yeah.
Real. You is disrespectful. I need all of it.
Like, you know, like y'all, like, had a good time and thing, but I'm like, you know, I'm cool now, you know. Fuck the money. Fuck all this other shit. Like, man, that's what you got to do. That's on you. But
right.
I could date a chick working at McDonald's.
Right.
And if we cool with it, and it's just me and her, and we come up together, like, I'm cool with that shit. Like, fuck the other shit, though.
Okay, and speaking on that, are you speaking from the perspective of looking for something true that's genuine?
Yeah.
Or are you looking for, because me, I'm speaking from the perspective of whatever's going on in your life at the time, from the perspective of the situation that you in. Because everybody goes through ups and downs
right.
In life. So there may be a point in your life where you feel like everything is melancholy, and the only thing you're missing is that significant other.
Mm.
And once that hits, that could be considered maybe true love. You feel me? But then there's certain times in life
yeah.
Where you be in the gutter and you need a solid ass bitch that's down with you to sleep in the car from time to time, and we getting this motherfucking money. And I love that bitch in a different way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but with that, y'all come
yeah.
Together though.
Right.
So at some point, you gotta be like, all right, that's it. And she be like, nah, I'm gonna keep doing this shit. And he's like, nah, all right, man.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
She's
no
for
much.
The streets, man.
Then you gotta
nah, I feel like a lot of them chicks that like end up being like after a while, they'll even if they want to do that for a while, after a while, they themselves will start, even if you cool with it, to be like, nah, I don't care. You keep doing what you're doing. After a while, they'll start
what
to decide, like, oh, well,
are you
I don't want to keep doing this on the side, actually.
Yeah.
Whatever they feel at the time, like, every dude is different. Like, if like I said, if they got that connection and they cool like that, then it shouldn't matter to him. So, and if he be like, all right, this is the plan, like, I know you're doing this, but at some point we get to a comfortable level where we can manage ourselves and do some other shit. You gotta stop with this bullshit. And then that's on him.
Right.
If she don't get
what she say, I'm not. This is just who I am. This is what defines me. This is what I'm passionate about.
Then it's a wrap. Then he already knows that. That's like, it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it's time.
So I gotta
just let her do her thing.
So I got another question. What's going back to the body count, right? What's the number that says that have you like, oh my God, you know, like, God damn,
he
girl.
Said, he said, what's man, the like number of a body
count? What's the number for her?
What's a, like a number that would make you go, whoa, I'm out.
Like, God damn, what's the number?
I don't think it's a number.
Yeah, like,
I don't think it's a number, man. I don't think it's a number.
It's up to that dude. Like I said, like,
I mean, if you want to be shallow,
if
you want to be shallow, you be like, nigga, some niggas probably all fives. You know what I'm saying? That's shallow niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if she's like, if it's like, you know, she if he tell you before you go on that first date, hey, this is what it is,
right?
And then you might be like, nah, man, I'm cool, and like and say fuck off. But like if you go on that date and you cool with her, and did she tell you, then it's like fuck it. Yeah, you're already in. You're already soaked in. It's like you might as well roll with it.
Okay, so here's the scenario. Y'all at the table. Y'all having a little dinner, whatever, a little date. You know, y'all talking, y'all vibing, whatever the case may be. Nice going, good. Somehow this topic comes up. So then, you know, she says, well, I've been with, yeah, I don't know. I'll throw a number out there. Some random number. 100. 100 guys.
100 niggas. 100 niggas.
100
niggas.
100
chicks.
100
niggas.
100
niggas.
She for the world.
100 period. Come on, man.
100 period.
Just like that.
Let me finish.
So hold on. There is a number. Because by that comment, you're saying that there is a number then. If I said 100 and you're like, oh shit.
I mean,
how old is she though?
Y'all the same age.
She's her 30s. So she's sucking
more
in her 30s.
So she's 29.
She's sucking and fucking.
She got like
seeding like, and everything.
That's like 10 niggas a year.
No, because that sounds too spread out. I think that idea ten niggas a year. Yeah, you can do that in a year. Before you sitting at the table, y'all sitting down. She's like, oh, I've been doing a lot of dating before I like started dating you. And you're like, oh yeah, how much dating you been doing? And she was like, I've been on Tinder and I've been hooking up with guys. Like I done hooked up with 100 guys in this month. I done hooked up with 100 guys in this month.
But I'm just saying over time, 100 dicks is 100 dicks. Like, I don't care.
I know, but I'm trying to give it more context. But like, because what you said, like 100 guys over 10 years isn't that bad. 100 guys in 1 year.
What? Did you say 110
ain't
bad? Nigga, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad, nigga.
I said 100 and 100 in 110 years. Yeah, 100 guys in 10 years.
Year. Right. That's bad.
That's like doable, nigga. Think about that. It's doable.
In 10 years?
10-year period?
No.
She's just single. She's been single for 5 years or 10 years or whatever, and she's there like 10 years.
The fact that she hasn't been in a relationship in 10 years, like let's say 1 year,
that's a red flag right there.
That's hell.
Yeah, but it's not though. So say that if she wasn't like mentally like all the way there, and then she learned like when she got little, like oh like I did this wrong and I did this wrong, and now she at that age where she's like, well. I'm cool.
I'm not saying I wouldn't give her no
my grown woman shit now. So it should.
I'm not saying I wouldn't give her no chance, but that's still bad.
Yeah, but niggas go. Everybody go through a period where they don't just give a.
They just doing everything.
Yeah,
right.
If she gets
100,
that shit in her 20s though. And then she got
100
for the world.
100 though
for the world.
Yeah, 100. 100 ain't even that many people though.
You can't.
But look,
it's a lot of people, but
It's not that. It's not that many people.
So listen, you.
This nigga lying. He gonna be sitting there on the date, and she gonna say 100 niggas. He gonna be like, "What? I'm going, how many? 100? Stop playing with me." Like, no.
I'm saying. Nigga, he said,
"You're gonna have some shot hands down, nigga."
Hold on. What you about to say, Rado? Go ahead.
Nigga said, "At our age now, niggas, we in our 30s. If we single in your 30s as a dude, like you had an age where you gotta start accepting some shit." And
at me now, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he said. Yeah. That was the question. At our age now, there's some shit you gotta accept. Like, all right, at my age now, between her, whatever, late teens, whenever she started getting in, she slept with 100 niggas. Like, all right, I gotta accept that shit. Cause you at that age, there's some shit you just gotta accept. Like, you wild out.
She started at 15. Exactly. She started at 15, 10, yeah. Now she's 25. Yeah. She was going wild for a minute. She was going wild for a minute. Like, but we, but the thing is, too, like to think about it, like, say if a nigga did that, you'd be like, "Oh, this nigga the man." Like, he just smashed 100 chicks. But I'm not gonna go there with the whole thing of like the difference in that too, because like the difference with that is the fact that like women like to not take into account is. A woman can smash 100 niggas like it's nothing because she ain't got to do nothing. She just show up at the bar and let whatever nigga buy her a drink come back to the house. But
that's me. She ain't got respect.
Fuck that. But for
a nigga to get 100 females, he'd have to go to that bar and convince one chick, hey, like, I'm worth fucking. I'm just saying, like, just for this. What are you talking about? What?
God, why the hell do a nigga gotta go to the bar and pay for these drinks to get some?
He ain't gotta go to the bar and pay for a drink. I just said go to the bar to convince. I didn't say pay money. I'm just saying, I said go to the bar and convince.
So, yeah.
I didn't say pay.
No.
Texas. I mean, everybody's different.
Y'all niggas ain't even listening to me. I said just the identity of him going out and like trying to get her like to be convinced to fuck with him. I didn't say buy him a drink. He ain't got to do nothing. He don't want to do. If he don't want to buy her a drink, he don't got to do that. But don't act like it ain't a nigga out there that's buying drinks like this gonna be the move. she going with it tonight.
Of course,
I done bought her that Cristal.
Shit.
But yeah, but that's that.
I didn't say I done bought her that Cristal.
You don't have to like. That don't have to be your.
No, it is.
Get to that level. Where you gotta go out and buy drinks and shit.
Like no, you don't.
You know, you can just be that, just that nigga, and you can just get that shit done. You ain't gotta pay for nothing. You ain't gotta dress fancy or nothing like that. Like you just got it.
But going back to that question, because y'all, when I asked the question the first time, is there a number, and y'all said no, and I said 100. And y'all went crazy.
Girl said nope. Girl said not 100.
No, it's like shot value.
You're gonna be like,
oh shit. You ain't gonna just be like, yeah, it's good.
You right. Yeah, you right. Yeah. Like, that is a shock value. You right.
Yeah, 100.
But then you're gonna think
the number. What's the number?
You're gonna think about it, and you're gonna be like,
like I said, the question still was, like, what is the age? We talk about for us as now, like, you got to accept that shit. But if you're saying, if you was, like, 20, and she was 20, and she said 100 niggas, then you're like,
that's a lot.
Porn star. Yeah, then that's a lot.
She wild.
Yeah.
That's not 10 years. That's 14, 15 years.
And then she just fucking any goddamn thing. And he ain't
anything
with that. But that's what it is. But if she get to her age, if she get to her 30s and she's stuck on that 100 niggas, then it's something different. She's like, all right, well, I'm in my 30s now. It's cool now. But if she's still wild out and end up being with 500 niggas but before she's 30, then she might as well just hang it up. Like, this is just calling.
Right? Like, she is wild.
Let's do it.
That nigga said, just call it.
It depends, like, on what age.
At that point, she's
just
wild.
Just call it, man.
You gotta call it.
Okay, but let's go like this. Okay, so let's say Rico is saying it's a no
if she got a high ass count, right? It's like 500, whatever. So let's say let's add this to the question. Say same age, right?
Yeah,
same age, but instead of 100, maybe it is 300, 400, 500 guys, right? Y'all the same age, right?
500.
You know?
Dang, 500.
Five hundred, right? Say 500. Let's say 500.
That means two guys at a time in some circumstances.
So hold on. Hold on. She tells you straight up, she's international.
She's international.
International. Go ahead.
Everything leading up to that point, right? Y'all cool, you know, the y'all, you know, you like
the vibe, great,
y'all good together, going, you know, good, you know, everything you can possibly think of going right in a relationship up to this point is going good, you know, no complaints, no nothing, you know, she giving it to you good, you know, she's sucking and fucking you right, you know, all that good shit, whatever the case would be, cooking good, all that good shit, right? Uh-huh. And then y'all at this dinner table, y'all having this conversation, it comes up, she said, oh, I've been with 500 guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, then she must be superb in the bedroom, right?
Yeah. Superb, but hold on though. How would you feel?
Like, after hearing the number.
Yeah.
Man, like I said.
How would you feel about that number?
Yeah, it's like, if y'all already cool, like, you're already good. Like, yeah, you already then established a relationship, and fuck it. Right. And she fucking you, and everything is good and great. He should throw his hands up on her, like, man, well, thank them 500 niggas. Like, fuck it. Like, hell yeah.
Right.
Yep. Right. Now you good. Like, fuck it. Like, you already in the fucking 30s and shit.
I get,
and you living. And it's good. It's good.
But it's
I get what they say, maybe
a guy that be like,
but nah,
like,
but
to fuck that bitch right there. Oh,
but them niggas, but you gotta say fuck them niggas, because like I hear what Redo and Kato say, like that, yeah, it's at that point y'all kind of cool enough where it's like, oh, that's crazy. That's wild. Like, you might even think about it for a minute, but at that point, you just, y'all so cool, you just like kind of fuck it.
But you know,
it'd be almost like if
it's gonna be all
on the flip end of that.
As soon as y'all get in the argument, nigga, you're going, hey, oh, yeah, this shit, like, shut up.
My computer can die, so I'm about to log off.
But if you get to that point, but y'all not,
you better go up. All right, JC. All right,
Giants.
All right, Giants.
All right.
Hey, but once, if you get to that point, but y'all not cool. You know, if you got to argue term, and
bring right, it up, right. Gotta, I was about to say that.
Like,
yeah.
I said, everything is cool. Y'all good. So it's like, whatever. Yeah. Like, fuck it. You already committed to this shit.
So, okay, I'm going to throw another scenario in there. All right. Say, leading up to that conversation, you know, everywhere y'all go, there's some guy that'd be like, oh, hey, Sally, it's been so long. How you been? Da 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 da. Right. So then she'll tell you, oh, then she tell you, oh, I've been with 500 guys, right? And then it's like, oh, shit. Now you're putting two and two together. Like, she's been with 500 dudes. So each dude that kept coming up and saying, hey, oh, Sally, how you doing? He's like, oh, wait a minute. All them dudes probably fucked her. So it's like,
right.
But you already
committed to the shit. And if you feel some type of way,
right, if you already at that point,
right.
If y'all cool with it.
Because you can feel that type of way. You can feel that type of way if she says she only been with 10 dudes. Yeah, then you be starting to think about that one dude that one time that said hi to her all friendly and be like, was that one of the 10 dudes? Yeah. Was he one of the ones?
Then you have a problem. You have a problem with yourself.
You got, yeah, that's what it is. You got a problem with just in yourself and feeling like
you're not a real nigga at that point.
It's a lot out there.
That's on that nigga. If he gonna be some shit like that, you ain't a real nigga.
Right.
Like, I don't know who the fuck you is, but you ain't a real nigga at that point.
Right.
International.
But that shit.
Hey, the music
if
got
you
me international.
Bitches international.
500. It's a lot of dicks.
That is a lot. That's a lot of dicks.
That's
a lot of dicks.
Like you said, if y'all cool, fuck it.
But yeah, if y'all cool.
Yeah. Right. And who knows? Like, you know, if she did like that, you might get something freaky out of the situation. You like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did
that? Well, 500, you know, she got to be a freak.
Like, I want to try this.
She got to be.
Freaky. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay. I told you this, and we still cool. I'm gonna give you that shit right there. You know, niggas like, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you didn't want. Now, you didn't hit the, like,
you probably gonna get some threesome popping off.
About to get that freaky STD.
Shoot, you might make a porno or something. She's like, hey, man, you know, I want to make that porno. Now, there you go. She's like, all right, I'm down for it.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah, then she'll make the porno with you.
I got a question, bro. It's kind of another subject. It could expand into that, but how do y'all feel about that? Okay. With your significant other, if y'all both are okay and agreed to filming in the event of y'all having some fun.
She had 500 million. She's filmed.
Now, after that film is made, do you feel that's something to keep private between y'all, or what would you do? Like,
I feel like that's something private. That's something like we made together. From my perspective, I'd be like, if she show her friends, I don't give a fuck. But I shouldn't find it on the internet. Yeah. I shouldn't find it on her Facebook. She posted it up like, fuck this nigga. Right. Stroke game. Fuck that bitch.
So you saying that you cool. So she just starts showing all her friends. All her friends.
But you know, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if
you good
she show it. One or send it to somebody, that shit is gonna go everywhere. Bro.
Yeah, so but is she okay? Are you gonna do the shit too? You gonna show all your friends?
But I'm saying it's not a scenario where she don't send it to her friends like as a file they can save and download for themselves. It's like a like if she's sitting with her friends, she showed it on her friend on her phone. And that's it. If she did that, whatever.
So, but with that same thing, are you gonna do the same shit and show your friend?
I might. If I got a copy of it, I already know I'm wild. I already know.
You wild, right?
Hold on, hold on,
Come on, man.
Let's talk.
No, for me, I'd be like, I couldn't be committed to her. If I'm gonna show anybody the video, like if I'm just fucking whatever,
oh shit, oh my,
fuck, I'll show y'all whatever. But if I'm like committed to the
pictures of the fucking podcast.
But if I'm streaming video, bro, so we can get some more viewers.
Okay.
All right.
If it's just like I said, if we ain't committed to nothing like that, then I'll show anybody. I don't give a fuck.
That wasn't the question.
Your girl.
I couldn't.
And then y'all broke up. Y'all had a sex tape, and you both got a copy of it.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that though.
Yeah, okay. Y'all together? That's what you said.
He said
y'all together? No. Yeah. Right there.
Okay.
I thought you was talking about if you broke up afterwards, and then like you showing it.
Situation, right?
Yeah, like
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I ain't telling nobody that shit, and she better show nobody that shit. But if I'm like, if we come to like something like, all right, hey, I want to put some shit out there, my face better be covered, her face better be covered, and it better be like no link to it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like it gotta be hell yeah. And I gotta see this shit and be like, all right, let me see.
You gotta approve.
Okay, so what if your girl all right. Y'all, you know, like she, you know, y'all be filming or whatever. Y'all got a whole little catalog or whatever, right? And she's like, you know what? I think we can make some money off of this. Let's put it on OnlyFans or some shit like that.
Let's go.
That's like a
while. Let's go. It still had to be like the same shit.
Could you do it?
Like I still had to be.
Let's get paid, baby.
My face got to be covered and everything. And
right.
It can't be linked to me. Like y'all niggas can't nobody.
It can't be linked to me, and I gotta be my face gotta be covered.
You have a Mexican wrestler, boy. Yep.
Right.
I can do it.
Luchador,
I can do it that way. I can do it that way if it ain't linked to me.
Batman shit. Like I gotta be a regular nigga, and when I'm doing that shit, y'all don't nobody know who the fuck I am. A nigga that'd be like, I don't know.
Nobody know who the fuck in that shit.
Videos though.
That Batman nigga going hard. Look at it.
Exactly. Like, can't nobody know. Nah, I do this shit. But if it's some shit, she'd be like, hey, I want to put it out. this on some stuff, like, fuck, we ain't. Like, fuck all that.
Right, right.
Fuck. Now I'm thinking, like, man, I got kids.
Fuck, we ain't.
So I'm like, nah, man.
All right. With, like, y'all clarifying. I'll take back what I said. I thought y'all was saying, like, afterwards y'all break up or something.
No.
And then she's showing her friends, like, no, shit like that. But if y'all still together, nah.
Play, right? It's shit's different. They're at different times in your life.
Because, yeah, that's
change.
That's too intimate.
Right.
But if you say, I'm like, y'all break up, and then this nigga do that shit, he on some petty shit.
Right.
Like, or if she do it,
yeah.
If she do it first, or she be like, delete the shit. But if y'all trying to, but all right, well, you know, we broke up, so let's put this pointer out there. I think we can make some money off this shit. And then it's good.
We might as well get some money.
Yeah. Like, and then go ahead and like fuck it. Then I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, oh well, yep, I did that shit. And I ain't fucking with her no more. So it is.
You couldn't see my face, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I wouldn't give a fuck at that point. But if y'all like committed, like, all right, we about to get married, or we married, or
right, that's
we got kids,
right.
and this like, nah, like, right, nah, like, fuck all that. Yeah. Like,
nah.
I agree with that. Right.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, if you get hella creative and you think you got a career with your shit, if I can go write a script or something, like, all right, remember we did that right. One thing? All right, let's get these right. Motherfuckers to put Star. It on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then start out the whole little music and shit.
stupid Star Wars.
Oh my god.
I got two events or some shit, you know.
Rup. So I got another question, right?
All right, this probably gonna have to be the last question, y'all.
Okay. So say okay, like, all right,
yeah, go ahead.
Y'all had a few threesomes, right? But it's been another chick, right? And then she comes to be like, you know what, I think I want another guy. It, you know, for her, you know,
threesome. That's threesome. A train.
So I'm just saying. Like, she want another guy. She want you and another guy.
Right.
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 Would you do it or would you not do it?
I'm out. I ain't doing it.
You ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it.
Worm, you in there?
I ain't doing it. I couldn't do it.
Nah.
It's something that I just. I get where you coming from. This whole thing, you're like, but we did the threesome. I did the other girl. Why can't you do this?
Yeah.
I honestly feel like, to be honest, like, even if your girl were to say that she want to do that, she don't want to do that.
You got to be like a little, you know.
Yeah, because she's gonna see you like this is what you into. Like,
yeah, it's like, I don't want to see. You know, some people do, but I don't. Want to see another naked man in the room with me, and I'm naked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see it. And then I'm hitting, he hitting. Then what? Somebody get
that nigga gonna be that nigga gonna be looking at you like, you get blown.
Yeah, like, I'm like, nah,
looking at you in the eyes.
You got some tips?
Hey, she like this.
Like, hey, watch this. You know,
watch this.
If she wanna,
I'm on a joke in this thing.
If she wants that little fantasy of two dudes, I'm like, you know, we could get a chick, you know, with a dildo, you know,
hey.
And we could bang it out like that.
Yeah.
Get at the right time. Hey, if the bitch has a fantasy or a temptation or even a motherfucking curiosity about two dudes at one time.
That's what we're talking about.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I just walked in at the right time. With that, that is a wide window of opportunity to really turn this bitch out and really get some paper, bro. Stop playing, bro. I'm speaking from facts, man. Big facts, bro.
This is wild.
Swear to God, man.
I think I'm looking at this shit, man.
Hold
on.
He said,
this is
the main chick.
Y'all got into
the whole having threesomes with chicks, okay. Right? And she said, baby, you know, I want to
try. Not the main.
You and a dude. Like, well, how would you feel with that shit? This is all your main. So this is not nobody.
Your main.
Fuck it, too.
But then that just showed me right there. If I got the bitch on a certain pedestal, I need to go ahead and knock her down to the next one. You know what I mean? Because, come on, man. That shit like that. This is my perspective. I'm speaking from. Yeah. You know what I mean? But this question comes from a person that grew up around a lot of ladies of the night and exotic performers, you know.
That ain't the question. Exactly. Nigga said, are you going to be cool with your main chick, your wife?
Are you going to want to do it, is what he said.
If you are, you going to say, all right, baby, let's get this threesome.
Let's get a nigga. Let's get him.
Me, my own personal perspective, and my significant other. This will be what my wife or my baby mama.
Your wife, nigga.
Your
wife.
Girl, your wife, your baby mama, whoever it is.
5-10 years in. Yep. Y'all been doing threesomes all this time, right?
And she, and she said,
"Yep,
yep."
And she want one with a dude.
No.
You got time. You got time.
Said no.
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 No, but what if she what if you wouldn't do it, but you'd be like, would you let her, if she said, but why? And you tell her how you feel about
it. Okay, I got a why.
What if it, I got a why.
Said, well, can I get two other dudes?
I got a why.
And do it.
Wait, she want two other dudes and do
hold
it?
Hold on.
Let's get some
Kato. Let me hear your why. Let me hear your why first. Why you would tell her you ain't down for that.
Why I would tell her I'm not down for it?
Yeah.
Nah, me personally, just from my own perspective and my understanding as growing up in a young man in America, and you know what I mean? So I'm going to speak from generalization, but also living my own perspective is, now, when it comes to sex, male and female anatomy is built differently. We all agree. We're accepting. We know that.
Yeah.
Now, for a woman to lay down and spread her legs and allow...
It takes a lot.
And But at the same time, let's not say it takes a lot, because it doesn't take a lot for some individuals. But not understanding how sacred and how serious that is, because as a female, you're a temple, you're God's creation. The next human, the next person to be, the next generation comes from a woman. That's powerful, bro. Without a woman, we would cease to exist, bro. So women are of the highest importance, bro, for our legacy to go on, to keep our bloodline going and everything like that. So at the same time, the saying of, slapping a bitch and don't hit a woman. A female has to put something, has to present herself and give you something to respect. If she just lets you run over, and then that's a different stage, situation. You know what I mean? See, I'm getting sidetracked. I'm high, bro.
But
you talking some real shit.
Okay, but. Come on, man. Redirect me, bro. Where I started at, bro.
You was starting at like what it takes to even kind of have that mindset of like, all right, I'm like the chick's thinking like, I want to do this. Like, what even like that means for
chick want to do what?
Like she want to do two guys. She want to do a two guy three.
Right.
Like, what did that even mean?
Her
want to
do two guys. That also, for me personally, my own personal perspective, maybe I need to rethink this. Maybe I didn't know her as well as I thought I did. And now she's showing me a new facet of hers, a new side of the dice. And I'm still learning about her, whether it be how long we've been together or not. Now, with this new card showing his face, I have to reevaluate with my own psyche. Am I okay with this? Am I willing to accept this? Is this going to disturb me? Is it going to be an issue later on? This is all me thinking from my own perspective, not concerned about her or she felt comfortable enough to let me know, and I'm finding out these things because obviously she feels some type of way about me and she want to take me serious, so she's putting it all on the table. Now, if we already got to this point and now this is something on the table that I've kind of just been oblivious to, but at the same time, if you sexually active with this woman and you realize her skills are not on an ordinary level or not on basic shit, of course she may have some extra practice. She may have some extra, you know what I mean?
Like, nigga, that ain't the question.
But he going in a good realm. I'm with him.
Ain't no stick to the shit.
Okay, with her having two dudes, that let me know I need to reevaluate things, and maybe I shouldn't be taking this as serious as it should. But that's my own perspective, because I wouldn't be okay with that, sharing my significant other with some other niggas. Like,
but
I'm not okay with that.
Are you good with sharing her with another woman though?
Yeah,
because you don't throw that in your face.
Why? Thank you.
You don't throw that in your face.
But I feel like, because as a female, Your body is a temple. You're important.
Yeah.
And when it comes to sex with another man, a man has a dick and you invade your body. He invades your temple. Yeah. You allow him to invade your body. So physically, he's penetrating you. He's invading your body. Now, if a chick sleeps with 10 different dudes throughout, let's say, a month or whatever the fuck it may be, if she sleeps with hella different dudes, let's say 10 dudes, that pussy is going to change. It's going to change shape. It's going to get loosened up. It's going to show wear and tear. Mind you, if a dude fucks 10 chicks, the dick's going to be the same, man, unless you done bruised it and you need to rest a couple days, but it's going to be the same, man. It's not invasive. We invade another human being. You feel me? We invade.
Yeah.
They have to lay down and basically be submissive and allow us and allow this other man to invade their body and to invade their temple. That's way more serious than a dude. That's why I feel like as far as society, it's frowned upon like that because of the severity of it. But nowadays, it seems like it's glamorized to be a hoe, right? With the music. We were talking about that earlier. Like,
yeah, but then that's like, that's the chicken at that point.
Right.
Like, she should know that. And then, like, you saying it, like, she's like, all right, you know, I ain't about to get banged out.
Right.
Because, you know, the shit it do stretch out a little bit.
Right.
And then you having kids. So, you know, it do, like, you know, get fucked up for, like, some time. So the bitch need to know that shit. And then, and women's outweigh dudes, like, 10 to 1.
Right.
So you bound somewhere down the line, ain't that many niggas. So you bound to nigga bound to fuck like more bitches than she could fuck niggas if he really wanted to. Because it's 10 to 1. So he's like, I could hit 10 chicks before she could get another nigga.
I don't know about that, man. Because the simple fact that a girl ain't got to try when she go out, she can go fuck whoever she want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be honest, because they're going to come to her. To be honest, like, you know, so it's a lot easier for a woman, well, when they're young. When they get old, it's a wrap. You know, ain't nobody going to fuck you motherfuckers.
But it's not, though, like, if a nigga is, like, on, like, that level, it don't matter what the hell is going on. Like, he can fuck as many bitches as he wants.
Yeah.
Like a nigga, like, a chick can say what she wants, but if a nigga can fuck most bitches, then she can fuck niggas. If he really wanted to, you got that skill set. So, but I hate when people say like, "Oh,
you said can give it to anybody."
Yeah, then the
I don't agree with that.
How?
I don't agree with that because I've been around a lot of females who are in the sex industry.
These bitches got numbers. Regular chicks, the average nigga, the fuck most bitches then she can fuck niggas.
I don't know.
I still don't agree with that.
Because how many females turn down offers of dick on a daily, bro? How many females turn down offers of dick on a daily compared to how many dudes get turned down on a daily?
Hold on. All y'all in this chat, how many chicks turn y'all down?
A lot.
Okay. Yes, yeah, no chicks in life turned me down. Like I said, it's impossible.
Man said, no bitch in life, man.
No bitch life.
Nobody in life.
I was talking from my uncle, who was an old pimp. He told me 10%. He said, Mijo, if you go out in the world every day and you holler at 10 bitches, I guarantee you, you're going to get one number every time out of 10. Now, if you go out in the world and you do that every day, you're going to have hell of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So it depends on the dude.
But hold on. That means that 9 that didn't give you the number, they didn't give you the pussy either. But we talking about niggas.
That nigga's fucking, though. We talking about niggas that's getting in. So if you get in every day, you fucking a bitch every single day. You put it at work. You fucking bitches every single day, so you can outwork her.
Right.
But wait. Let's go back. You agree?
I don't agree either.
You agree because
how much do we have to eat and replenish our body to keep getting our dick hard, bro? Compared to a female, don't got to do nothing but lay down and open her legs.
I mean,
exactly.
It's on that nigga. It's whatever he could do.
Exactly.
So, like I said,
whether you can run 10 a day, whether you can run 20 a day, a bitch is gonna run 100, man.
But if he want to, easy. Like, it's possible.
If you put that bitch on the grind, she gonna run a 100 dick. Yep. Bro, and it's like you gonna bull her.
And if a nigga like on that same grind as her, he can fuck the bitch that she can.
Ball.
Allegedly.
Oh shit! Y'all niggas terrible, man. Hey, man, we gotta wrap this up, man. We've been going for a minute on this, and I want us to try to stay at like a kind of time limit. I mean.
You ain't said much on it. What you got to think about it?
Shit, I just been listening. Shit. I told you a lot of these bitches was international. Sound like we was talking about a bunch of hoes today. You feel me? Wear and tear. Huh?
Well, we ain't though. It's all there, your preference. Like,
man, no, that's what I'm saying. I hear it for sure. You feel me? Like, I don't. To me, man, a woman is the most beautiful thing on earth, man. So it's like, I really ain't got nothing bad to say about a woman, bro. You feel me? It's just, it's all how you treat them. Or what, like you said, nigga, what your perspective on it is, you feel me? Like, shit, what you willing to accept, what you willing to not accept. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that goes into that, man. You can't just, everybody don't got the same opinion on women. So it's like, it ain't really no definitive answer to that shit. You feel me? So,
yeah, that's wrong. Like,
but he's just asking how you would you be all right with that? Your girl come to you and be like, I want to.
Oh, hell no.
I want to have another dude to the bedroom. He's asking your genuine opinion.
Yep.
Not my main.
Hell no.
Your main. Your main. Your main. Like, hey, let's get red.
Yep.
Nope. The thing is, she gonna know that from the jump, though. She gonna know to never even try to ask me that shit.
But they saying that she already, you know, she already gave you what you wanted. She's like, all right, well, you know, we've been doing it with these chicks, but you know, this is what you wanted. But what this is, I want to see what it feels like to be with two dudes.
You're talking about trying to be fair, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, man, like she gonna throw that in your face.
I would definitely
throw it in your face.
If I even had the thought of that,
like, yeah.
Nigga, I had to go out the country.
The temple, you want to allow it?
But then again, nah, I couldn't. Nah.
Why? Why no? Because do you feel that it's more safe from a dude than a female? Because a female allows a man to invade her body?
Definitely.
I feel the same way. And just the thought, right? Just a thought. Like, you,
it's more sacred.
It's going to be a point where
sexuality is valued higher than a man's, bro. And they don't realize that shit.
Yeah.
It's fucked up because society is teaching the opposite.
Oh yes, definitely. I don't even like listening to female rappers nowadays.
No, fucked up. I'm like, especially have a daughter. You feel me? Yeah. Like, bro, no, you can't listen to that. I'll elbow drop your little ass. You can't listen to
nothing. Like, hey, this shit is crazy. They try to push women empowerment, but that's not women empowerment, bro. That's
empowerment. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Yeah. But it's different from advertising.
Yeah, but that's
a whole straight hoeing right there. That's just straight hoeing.
That shit crazy.
But what is empowerment then? Right.
Shit, doing something where you ain't got to use your body to get to do something or be known or be recognized.
But at the same time, though, it ain't nothing wrong with.
Yeah, but niggas do the same shit.
If that's an attribute you have to your advantage, why wouldn't you use it? Like, cause
here's my thing, though. Here's my thing. They like, oh man, we. Women get paid,
the chick,
75 cents to the dollar for every man. Or fuck, kiss
me. Not use it to get ahead in life.
Hell yeah, you
would. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. They want to be like, okay, yeah, I use my body. I'm a hoe or whatever. But then they'd be like, you need to respect me or treat me like a lady. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm going to treat you like a hoe because you're a hoe.
No. Like, because guaranteed, dude, like, niggas. Everybody on Instagram and everybody looked at Instagram. I was like, damn, like I want to fuck her. Like, no matter what, niggas like,
hold on, though.
But everybody's like, man, like, I want that chick. You know, I'm feeling this chick. Like, man, I'll do whatever to get her. So you get her, and then you're supposed to say, oh man, nah, you know, I just fucking around. Like, no, like, you look attracted to that shit, so like, you should be cool with the shit.
Like,
No, but here's
you
the thing.
To the shit, so it shouldn't matter. That's what you do to get her fucking money.
Right.
I hear you, but I'll but with those type of chicks, yeah, I'm attracted to that. I'll fuck them, but I won't be with them.
With a dirty dog.
I that's and it'll end at that. Once I maybe I'll probably try and hit 2-3 times. After that, I don't want to be with them. I don't want to be bothered with them. That's not attractive, bro.
Yeah, because it's like, because I guarantee you, like right now, everybody in this chat,
yeah,
y'all could get an Instagram model today. Your girl, like, here you go, pick whoever you want. You gonna pick the one you want like the most, like, man, this is the one, because you know you feel like hell yeah, like this is what the hell I'm attracted to, and this is what the hell I want. And I guarantee you, if your girl says, and you could keep her for however long you want. Y'all niggas gonna be like, I'm committed to this chick right here, and you're gonna be with that chick forever.
Nah.
Nigga, you lying. Yeah, you lying, yeah, nigga. No, nigga. Nah. I think you lying, nigga. That,
would, man.
That's a
I
lie,
would,
nigga. Man. Yeah. Nah. Nigga, hell yeah. Nah. Nigga, right now. And no y'all commitment. Niggas be proud of that,
man,
shit.
Man, that's like, bro, nah. That's diamond in the rough.
Exactly, playing, nigga.
Man? What the fuck?
You be proud of that,
nah,
shit. Because, nigga, nigga,
hold on, like sir, I said, that's about it. I won't even take it serious. I won't take it serious.
Like, why that, nigga? Okay,
we just call her such and such because we can fuck whenever we want. But that's about it. I won't take it serious. I'll be thinking, okay, as soon as she's fucking with us.
Nigga, but then,
yeah, it's just lust. It's just,
yeah, it's just a lust.
Nothing beyond that. Nothing beyond that. Like, I wouldn't take her serious at all. Like, at all. Any girl that's on the internet showing her ass in any type of way, I would not take her serious.
I guarantee you, if your girl says, keep this chick, you're going to want to know that chick, and you're like, man, I'm already attracted to her physically, and I can have her whenever I fucking want.
Right.
And your girl says she good with that shit. You're gonna get to know this chick,
right?
And that's gonna be one of your, gonna be your chick. So stop saying that it's not gonna happen. That's, and you're gonna be proud of that.
Okay,
shit.
Okay. Yeah. But on the surface level, though, only on the surface level.
Come on, but you're gonna be proud of that.
I would not take her serious. Like, why not? She's my second chick. Like, she's my second girlfriend or some shit like that. No. She's just some chick that we fuck every once in a while, whatever the case may be.
Well, I guarantee on the severity. What are you letting her know your situation?
Nah,
or
man,
what
I
the
guarantee
fuck is going on, man?
If you ain't thinking on the scale of like, all right, my girl is cool with this shit. I got an Instagram model as my other thing, and she's making money off this shit.
Right.
And we ain't trying to come up, and I ain't trying to build some shit. Then I'm a weak ass motherfucking nigga at that point. Because I'm thinking like, nah, I'm a.
Obviously,
is good.
So, you didn't say that. You didn't say
but nigga, but that's
just, money off
get,
of it.
We just said you could get an Instagram model. We could based on TikTok online. A dope girl said you could have whoever you want. And you know they're making money off that shit. You ain't going to think further than that shit and just, oh, I'm just fucking this chick and that's
so, okay, so
no,
then you got
it back.
The only way you going to get money out of it, well, if you just tell her, shit, I need some money, then you can give money. Or you can just, I'll jump on the OnlyFans with her, put your Ninja Turtle mask on, call
her. You can do all that, but I'm guaranteeing you're going to get to know her.
Right.
You're going to be proud of that shit. Guaranteed you. If I was
coming I knocked off Bernice Burgos, wherever the fuck that bitch came.
You're going to be boasting about the shit, so why the hell would a nigga get an Instagram out of it? Why the hell he can't boast about the shit?
No, I'll boast about it. But I wouldn't, like I said,
if nigga can pull one, he should be like, man, I did that shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if she was naked online. Oh, well, I'm fucking, though. I pulled that shit. Because if your girl let you pull that shit, you're going to boast about the shit. So it should be the same way if a nigga could get one. Now, hey, this is the business of it. That's how she making money. We winning.
Right.
She ain't fucking niggas, though. I'm hitting.
Right.
And then, hey, you might want to get nasty one night. Like I said, throw that mask on. You might want to be dick out.
Yeah.
Shit. Y'all niggas might come up with some more money.
See, you didn't throw that in there.
Where him go?
You didn't throw that in there. He getting beat up right now.
Hook, but still, but it should be like already included. Like nigga, she already been thinking like my girl said I can have this Instagram out whenever the fuck I want, how I want. Like you might as well just go.
So give you a so essentially she giving you a hall pass. That's what you saying?
Yep.
You need a hall pass to go fuck the girl.
Yep, and it's whatever. Like you gonna boast on that shit. You gonna be telling everybody. You're gonna be all on Instagram, pictures with her and everything. Like, yeah, this is my girl. Guaranteed. Yep.
But I'm just saying, from that perspective, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever.
But niggas should be
but then again, it's like, okay, See, I don't want to be one of those guys, you know, you like you running your mouth, you know, and then, you know, you telling everybody your business or whatever y'all fucking. Then, you know, that's why then she like, well, I can't fuck with you no more because you can't stay quiet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then
so, I mean I would tell y'all, but I wouldn't be like all on Instagram, like
yeah, but I'm saying like so if a nigga saying like, oh, I'm with an Instagram model chick, like he should be able to take her seriously because you would take her seriously if you was fucking with her with your chick. So that nigga who just say, oh, I'm fucking with this chick, like he should be able to be like, all right, this is a committed relationship, like she post naked or whatever. Or she played herself, but this is what it is. I'm with this bitch. So if could you proud of her, if you could have her with you and your chick, so he should be able to be proud of her too in that same manner. So he should be like, hey, this is me. I'm in this. And he should be respected the same way you want to be respected if you could have her with you and your chick. So that nigga should be respected too in that same manner. He should be able to. So if she naked in front of millions of niggas, oh well, niggas should respect that nigga. He hitting that. Oh well, so yeah, y'all niggas seen it, but y'all ain't hitting. I'm the only motherfucker hitting. So go ahead and put her naked.
True. But again, like I said, I couldn't take her seriously. Like
man,
like, if she's like time, going back to that.
I get what you're saying, right off.
Go ahead.
I get what you're saying. I hear what you're talking about. Like, and I know Twan is not taking it into account. Or like, as much as he's saying, like, I couldn't take it seriously. It's like he's saying, like, all right, well, you get involved with this chick, and now you at a point where both of y'all, like, even if it's just a like, I hit you up every once in a minute, like, to just knock it down or whatever, and that's it. After a while, just because of just that, y'all gonna get to know each other in some way. Exactly. And then because of just getting to know each other, you're gonna eventually like develop some type of feelings for her. Or just feeling like, all right, well, we cool. Like, yeah, she do this on the side, but it's cool because it's whatever. That's what she just what she do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fucked up that shit. I had a little exactly. Situation.
Like, you should be cool with this shit all the way around. Like, and then with that shit, you should be like, all right, I know this is what you do. Come up with a plan and be like, hey, you know, this is what we did. You making $1.5 million or whatever the hell it is. You know, some of them be making bread. Here they'll be like, you know, this is what you be making. Let's put some aside. All right, let's buy a house. And, you know, let's get creative.
So in that situation, you like giving her direction. You like trying to.
Yeah, you know, you.
Cause but that's how you're trying to manage her shit.
But you're not getting there.
But you is trying to guide her a little bit.
But you ain't. Because you going up in there like, all right, this is what you do. Let's make this shit work for the both of us for some long-term shit so you ain't got to keep doing this shit.
But you taking it beyond the physical, though. If you go on that route, then it's more than just y'all fucking. It's more,
if you fucking the Instagram chick and you cool with it, you should be cool with it all the way around.
But real quick, look, Daryl, what you were saying, man? Tell that story, man. I want to hear this story.
Oh no, I just was just trying to speak on that with the one chick that y'all just hit up every once in a while and shit. You know, I had a little situation like that, but nigga, after a while, I started lusting. You feel me? Like, yeah, you feel me? You know, you get into a little your own little relationship. You start kind of feeling it. You feel me? I start hitting her up on the individual. By myself, I fucked up on here. Yeah, but I don't even want to get it.
Yeah, but still, but like, can you start feeling her, right?
Yeah, facts.
You know exactly. You're so, automatically like, if you hitting, her. Especially say, if you hitting an Instagram model, for sure, you'd be feeling that shit.
Oh, for right? sure.
You did it like already. Exactly.
Yeah, you're so,
and you're going to be proud of that shit. You're like, yep, I got her. So, like, right. Why the hell do niggas be like, oh, man, this bro got an Instagram model, fuck, bro. His chick should be posting naked. If you doing this shit, you cool with it because you're like, hey, I pulled her, right. And my girl got her, though. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm exactly. Tired of the that shit, but
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Shit.
So you're going to be on that whole different level.
You're going to trade up.
Yeah.
I ain't going to trade, though.
Yeah, you're going to trade up.
What you mean, like, leave? I can't even see. I can't even get loud. See, man.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, trade up. So, like, you talking about leaving your chick?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, nah, I ain't doing it. Yeah, exactly. Stupid.
Let it happen. You got the setup where you got your
chicken. But you're saying, wait. What you saying? Hold on. You saying, shit, you getting to like managing this chick now. Like, oh, yeah, do this with your money. That means you put a lot of time and effort into her, kind of like guiding her. Like, you, like she your chick. Like, you with her. Like, you committed to her. Like, I would only go that far if I'm only with her seriously. Now, if it's like, oh, okay, like some on some poly shit, then okay, cool. But if I'm just, all
right, but what would be the point of some poly shit? If you got that shit already, why the hell is you just saying, oh, I'm just gonna do it to her on the side? Like, what's
so
the
but what if, so my thing is this, if I'm gonna put all that time into her outside of just fucking her, what am I getting in return outside of pussy? Like,
but what you getting,
we already have pussy, the agreement that we just fucking. What am I getting outside? Hey, of that?
If you like, can if have,
I'm gonna put extra time and energy.
Exactly, because you already got like the okay from your girl. So what the hell you just gonna hit? Like, at some point you gotta be like, all right, I gotta think better than this. Pussy is just pussy, and that's it. So you gotta think outside of that right. shit, because your shit gonna stop working, her shit gonna stop, and the other chick shit gonna stop. So you gotta gain something out of this shit. So why not? If y'all could put three incomes together and all three of y'all motherfuckers is fucking making $5 million a year, shit, so y'all niggas better go.
So you talking about some poly shit? You talking about some poly shit?
If your girl give you the okay to go get an Instagram model, you might as well take the full fucking advantage of this shit.
So you talking some poly shit?
Exactly. Because they already in agreement. Like, this is the shit that we gonna do. So you might as well just go up the chain with the shit.
I don't think he started off talking about that, but I think he like
it turned into
what could that would could yeah.
That's definitely gonna happen.
After right, because if she's like if she's cool with you enough, it's that it'll eventually become a point like, where she just that, like, you want to start helping you out with
you. Exactly. You might as well go all the way up the chain with the city, but this is what we're doing now, y'all. We've been getting in on a regular. You got this. Hey, we can go get
so
the
you, so you going towards now. So like you going towards more of a poly situation.
If you get this shit, your girl tell you, hey, you can get this Instagram model. Yo, okay. Whenever the fuck you feel like I'm okay. taking fucking full advantage of that fucking deal. Anytime I fucking want, I'm gonna say, hey, I'm thinking outside the box now. Like, I ain't gonna waste this opportunity. This okay. chick making money. And I'm like, all right, you gonna let me do this shit? She's like, yep, this is what we're doing. And we're both doing it. Now we gotta come with our come up now. I'm sorry, well, she make this. We can move here. All right, what the hell you want her? What else you want her to do? All right, I need somebody to go pick the kids up. So you know, all right, boom, there you go.
So you like a little blended family. Little blended family.
If you got it, like if you can get that shit like that, you might take full fucking advantage.
Okay.
Like, just don't do it just to fucking be doing this shit. Like, niggas just need to stop fucking just to fuck. Cause that shit get old.
So fuck with a purpose.
Exactly. like when your shit start working, then what? You gonna take Viagra. When once that shit start working, then what the fuck you gonna do?
So you gonna die. Exactly. It's a wrap for you. It's over. You that fucking over. You
have a fucking backup plan. Yeah. You better make something. You better do some shit that y'all fucking can grow with and achieve. And she be like, man, we did that shit. Like, your shit don't work no more. Look at what we built. Look at all our fucking kids. Now, we got all these damn memories and fucking moments. Man, I fuck with you even though your shit don't work no more. So you better fucking come up with some shit.
But at that point, both y'all old as fuck, though.
Exactly.
That shit probably don't get wet no more. It's just dust falling off that shit.
Well, if your shit stopped working before hers. So you better have something.
I hear.
You know, niggas do go through spells when they don't want none. Then what? What does she want? And you don't want none. So you better have something. She might think you cheating on her or some shit. Then what? So you better make some type of
money. Get that magic wand, girl. Go get that magic wand.
You better have something. So where she knows, like y'all still did.
Hell yeah, that magic wand, girl.
I think you better make a mold out of this shit right now while you still can.
Yeah, better do what you gotta do.
Think about doing that.
Everything.
You say you think about making a mold of your shit?
Yeah, give it to my girl.
Yeah. Oh man.
That nigga. All right. That nigga. Hey, he will be the one.
I'm gonna start selling this shit on the internet.
Yep.
Very deep. Money. Oh. Yep. Why not? Shit, they buying it, sell it.
Yeah, that nigga Dirty D, he don't give a damn.
I'm just saying.
This nigga, he already made a mode already. He just trying to get our approval now. But he already did this.
he already got it in his hand. Right
yeah, now. Like he just want us to know. Like,
turn the camera on, like, show you motherfuckers.
Yeah, he just want everybody to approve. He's like,
oh shit.
He just went up and said, oh, bro, I thought about doing that shit too. I think he's like, oh, that's a good idea. He can whip it out. Like, hey, bro, oh, boom. Shit. Tell God.
Got it. Hey, turn the camera on. It's going to be a big ass motor dick just sitting on the camera.
Yeah, man. I told y'all, niggas. What?
This is model one right here. That was stupid, man.
Oh, shit.
He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, this nigga, he want everybody to be nasty as him. So everybody know that nigga. This nigga dropped his own shit. This nigga dropped little food and shit. Like, hey, bro. Hey, have you ever seen, like, you know, some asparagus on the ass, man?
Oh, damn.
If you look at it, like, huh? Like, oh, you know, never mind. Like, yeah, man, I eat asparagus.
40 and slip, my man. 40 and
slip. He put his shit in the ass, he can eat and munch it out. But he wants to be like, yeah, bro, I know about that asparagus in the ass. He's like, yeah, man, you know, I can stay out there. He wants to be on board with this nigga.
Fuck you, nigga, man. Damn.
I'm cooking some asparagus right now, bro. Huh? Right now, bro. You want some?
You cooking what?
I'm cooking asparagus. You want some, bro?
Nah, I just
know. I know you get down like that.
Yeah, you know that nigga. You know he be on that shit though. Oh, even everybody's joining in with his shit.
Yeah, trying to make you a bean.
So, hey, bro. Like, on your balls. And your chick looking off and, you know, and her tongue slipping your ass a little bit.
Oh, damn. You go, whoo. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on. I like that. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga. Straight up. Nigga, I'm gonna say that's real. Like, 100%.
Shit. Wait a minute. I'm not about to ask for it. I'm not about to be like, hey. Nah, like, hell.
Fuck that. Nah, fuck that.
Nope. If it happens,
I don't ask. I just do it. I'd be like, fuck it. Oh my right, God.
Wait, hold on. You talking about nigga, you getting your ass licked?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, like, I ain't asking for it. If it happens,
fuck with y'all.
Like, I like the gooch.
Shit, don't get
like the gooch.
Don't eat
everything.
Gooch is the one. I ain't gonna lie. See.
Y'all
that
nasty.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
I guess you know how big these niggas
are. Worm do that shit.
These niggas over 6'3". Both these niggas over 6'3". Guys, man, these niggas throw their legs up. Say, yeah, girl.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
I ain't throwing my legs.
There ain't no way to do that without doing it like that.
Nope. You're professional.
Fuck that shit.
That nigga Warren get out the shower, boy. He laying already up. Like, he was headed. Come on.
Now, you know y'all
been nasty.
Fuck that. Count me out.
He said, count me out.
Count me out. Right. Because there's no way to do that without feeling some type of way. You gotta have your legs open up in the air. You gotta be on your knees with your butt in the air. Or you gotta be on your side or some weird shit. It's like no way to be comfortable and not feel like I'm getting violated right now.
I don't feel like that. I'd be like, violate me right now.
Doing the shit, and I ain't comfortable with the shit. So don't even get close to my shit.
No, see, you gotta have her head.
I'm fighting.
Off the edge of the bed, right? Like you know, that. You're getting some head while her head hanging off the edge of the bed, right? And then you know you just move up a little bit.
I'm too late.
There you go, right there. Hell, you teabagger and everything. But then you just move up a little bit more, and then bam, girl, like get to work. Nope. There you go.
No, I'm good.
You gotta try it, Rico. Try it out.
That's still like two over for me.
Beef real out here.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna judge y'all for doing it either.
Yeah, because to me it's like nah, my ass is still like scooting it, and I don't want it to do like the Prince high notes, woo, that type of shit.
it's definitely gonna happen too. No, you know, like,
I'm good. I ain't doing it. I want it done. I'm telling people now, if you attempt to, I'm breaking teeth. Straight up. And I ain't playing.
You can't do that, man. You can't do that.
Y'all gonna see me.
Let her go ahead and do it, man.
Fuck all that shit. Y'all gonna
see me. Have you done it though?
No, not even close. I don't want it to even be.
Just try it.
Just
try it.
That shit.
Just try it.
Woo! Y'all niggas gonna. I ain't gonna do that shit. I ain't gonna feel like Prince and hit the high note. So I'm good.
Nah.
So, count me out that game. Now, you know, like, I'll be okay with some things, but that's out the question.
Oh, man.
So anything with my behind is a no-go.
That's amazing shit you're missing out on, man.
I don't give a fuck.
They can say straight like that.
Oh, this whole head nod, it was killing me. I'm gonna fuck.
Now, if he wants her butt play with some shit like that. All right, dude. I'd be down for that shit.
So you'll put some Sweet Baby Ray's on her.
So she ain't playing with mine, but if she want hers play with, I'm good.
So you'll put Sweet Baby Ray's on her and go to work.
If I have to, yeah, but
if
I.
You have to, yeah.
But she ain't touching mine. So she's like, hey, you know, I want to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, all right, but you ain't touching mine. But I'm down for whatever. But you just ain't touching me. But I do you. But you ain't doing me like at all.
Now I can't do. Go ahead.
Not close. Not even breathe or. Anything like that? None of that. It's not the question.
Now I had like,
go ahead.
Like try to use some fucking like finger. I'm like, wait a minute, girl. I'm like, that's where it stopped.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
The finger stop.
Nah. Nope. I can't do no finger, girl. You about to get punched in the face right now? Nah.
Fuck all that. If she
wants to see, that's jumping. Oh, all wait right, a minute.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Nah,
that's it. If she wanted me to do it to her, like, oh, I got some fantasy, you know, play my butt, blow my butt, you know, whatever, you know, get into my ass, you know, whatever it is. All right, cool. Nah. Don't fuck with my shit, though. When it gets to my shit, I'm not down with that shit, so.
Nah, it's my girl had told me this, her friend or a friend of hers once was talking to this dude, and she was asking him, would he be okay with her wearing a dildo or wearing a strap on and fucking him in the ass? And he said, yeah, I'm down for it. And then she said, after he said, yeah, she like immediately was turned off to him. She was like, I can't even
talk no more.
Because it's just just that was just too weird for her. Yeah, she didn't expect to say yes.
Yeah, like for
Wow. My ass is sacred, and I want to keep it that way. So I don't want nothing.
You can say that like he just said it with no hesitation. Violating.
Oh, no. Yeah, basically.
Shit, you know, damn. I'm uncomfortable.
He was ready, bro.
Yep. And like, and that's kind of like crazy, you know. If that nigga's okay with that, then he might as well, he should be okay with her having another nigga and they all getting it in.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Yeah, they just all swapping and yep. shit, huh?
That should be his next level for her. They should be cool like that.
Nah, man. Can't do that.
But I do it with another chick, though. I have two chicks. But she can't have another nigga, though.
Yeah, what the fuck the
place. But I'm down for the two chicks though. Like I said, it gotta be some type of goal with this. Like we gotta
also the place.
It just can't be just we could just fuck this chick. Like, nah, if I can choose a chick, I'ma choose somebody that's completely opposite. Like she gonna be like for sure, like the turn up chick, you know, like all right, this is kind of other chick that I'm attracted to. So she gonna be like that. And we gonna have some type of fucking come up, and everybody gonna achieve something.
I know it's more.
Like, a fucking car ride or something. We gonna do something with the shit.
Get okay. some type of benefit out of it, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I hear you on that. Hey, I'm gonna go get another drink. I'll be right back.
didn't ask the question, though.
What's the question?
Would y'all be committed to Instagram model if your girl gave you the face?
I think I would be.
The way you explained it, now that you explained it, and you're trying to like get money or something out of it, and if it turns into a poly situation, then yeah, I would.
But not even just, like. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
But I'm just saying, if it's just fucking. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to let it... It's not going to go beyond that.
Right, it wouldn't.
But how would it, though? Because you figure if you got that position where you call this chick and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to hit tonight, actually instantly come through, like, you naturally going to want to be like, all right. When your chick say, yeah, your chick works and you get the house by yourself and you're like, hey, you want to come through, watch a movie? You struggle to come through. And you're gonna get stuff attracted to this shit. So it's regardless, it's never gonna be just fucking because you got this access to another chick. And like naturally you're gonna be drawn to that shit, like no matter what. Because
but for her to come to the house though,
nigga,
that means it has to be your main chick gotta be in agreement with it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But you got that. But your chick
yeah, that's what you're
okay, your okay.
Chick, you got full say, like no matter what.
Like, it's gonna
be like, all right, I'm gonna get to know this chick because you gotta like that. You got her there, so you naturally gonna be like, all right, let me see what she about because you can call her at any time.
That's what's gonna happen.
And it's gonna be like, it's gonna be times where like you and your chick might get into it, and you're like, man, I want some one on one time with the old girl.
Yeah.
You gonna want that, you say, all right, I'm about to go to her house, let me go see. And then you gonna lay up and you even get a package because so that's your other chick. Like, that's you gonna say, yeah, you know, whatever your chick name is, you know, we got into it tonight. And she's like, yeah, I heard about it. And y'all got some shit to talk about because y'all all in this tag now. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then you got somebody to vent to. And now, okay, so and now y'all making, y'all now y'all bonding on that shit because she's in your bubble.
Yeah.
So naturally, but you gonna wanna keep that bubble.
So would you eventually, are y'all good and cool, they're all three people, right? They're all good.
Yeah.
Would you be like, all right, let's all move in one spot. Could you do that?
Yep. Because I'm thinking big picture. Big picture to me is.
Big, okay. That's truly popular. Like all three of y'all in the house together.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm thinking big picture. I'm in California. The shit is expensive. Free income. Like-minded, and we put our mind together because the way I be thinking, and I know if they think like that same path, we're going to make it. So
I'm like, all right, we're going to make this thing work. So I'm going to make sure that my chick and hers is complete opposite, because if they ain't, the shit ain't going to work. So they got to be opposite. Right. So
whatever your chick
is, then you get the opposite. So if your chick is smart and whatever, then went to school and everything, Instagram model chick to fucking work, because, you know, she might have did, but, you know, but she ain't on that level of career path. You know, her shit is modeling. So that, that's, you know, complete difference. So you'd be like, you know, stick to that. So let's stick to the modeling thing. And you better come up with that shit. So at least they got two different paths. So you got to take a lawyer, and you got a lawyer, and you got a model. But you better come up with some type of shit. And they're two different. So she into some, things, and your model chick into some totally different. So it's you should move like smooth sailing throughout your house, because they different, they opposite. They're not into the same shit. So you don't have to always take them with you everywhere. So you get your alone time with both of them, and both would be cool with that shit. And then you should also have a chick that's not into like fucking like every damn day and all damn day. Because, like, you know, bitch should be tired of fucking you. So if your main chick is tired, she should be ready to go. The other should be ready to go. So, you know, they should have that naturally, like, all right, I'm tired of this nigga this week anyway. So I'm going to this nigga, you know, go ahead and go bang her out for the week. And then, you know, it should never be like no confusion. Like,
nah, you gotta suck your chick today.
Yeah, you know, so it's been like that, you know, so you always have chicks, you know, just know they get tired of you, you know. Or I ain't feeling this nigga this week. So you need chicks like that though. So you don't get that head button thing. So if you got two bubble, like, all right, I don't want to fuck this nigga for this week and this week. So you're gonna have to, you know, give it to him these ways. She should be like, all right, cool.
She outsourced cool. that dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
So you know, you gotta make that shit go. Yeah, you got to. If that's what you're gonna do, and if you got that power to do that shit, man, you gotta think like this shit through, make it work. You know, you for your sanity, for her, for your girl, and your other chick at this point, sanity, and y'all just make a whole cohesive like type situation.
So how'd you come to nursing, like, out of all the stuff? Like,
I've always been like a people's person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people that slide to my job. They see how I interact with people, see how I help a lot of people. You know, I've been doing fucking member service for forever. I mean, 15, 16 years at the same company. But obviously, I do my side shit, security, whatever, selling shit, blah, 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 that type of shit. But, you know, I wanted a purpose, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have
purpose.
I didn't want to keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's part like, you know what I'm saying? If we was collectively, you know, we trying to do what we doing, you know what I'm saying? That's okay. But on the side, I want to be able to have something I can kind of, I can't say fall back on, but like have myself uplifted over here so I can, that can help me out to what we trying to accomplish, you know what I'm saying? So,
So if you was rich, that you struck rich tomorrow, would you still be going to nursing school?
Yeah, I would.
Still like, all right, I'm going to continue to finish this shit off, and I'm going to volunteer my time and shit instead of getting paid because you're already rich for and this shit?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to be part-time. But, you feel know I me? Mean? But I'm definitely.
But what you do for free, though?
Fucking off. Hell no.
But you're already fucking rich.
If I'm rich and what I do for free.
I mean, because, like, right now, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, right now.
Is this, like, a passion?
Yeah, like,
you just
really
doing
to, like,
it
do
just for,
shit.
Yeah, just for, like, career.
Yeah, because I'm kind of interested to see where I would, you know, where I would be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would like it. Like, I would like to see where I'm at with it.
Okay, so, if I say Daryl, he's $100 million tomorrow, is he gonna still go to that nursing class tomorrow?
That's $100 million, man. God damn. Nah, I think I would, man. You know what I'm saying?
You still gonna sit in that class for the next, you said, what is it, 17 months?
Yeah, like, because what else I'm gonna do? I mean, I got, you know, $100 million. I'm just sitting
there. And then, like, once you finish, is you gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna volunteer my time, or I'm gonna charge these motherfuckers for my fucking time? You already got $100 million, and regardless, you're gonna make money on that $100 million. But that $100 million was just your upfront money, so you ain't never got to worry about money. and you're still gonna be a nurse. And is you gonna volunteer or you gonna tell them they gotta pay you?
Man, that nigga making it too hard, boy.
Shit, I'll answer. Shit, if I got $100 million, nigga, fuck this job I'm at right now, nigga. Stay up. I'm gonna be like, I'm about to start traveling.
But I'm talking about, but you're not Daryl. No, you get into nursing school, so yours it would be different. Cause like, I'm already working. So like, what would you do? Like, if you, what passion would you have? If I'd be like, Antoine, you got to go back and do this. I got $100 million for you.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to worry about working. You go to school and do what you got to do. Cause this is like, you like, all right, man, this is what I really want to do in life. Like, I want to be a doctor. And you go to do that shit. Would you do it for free?
But you saying that's my passion.
Yeah. Like, what would you do? Continue with this shit.
I would go back in because my, I'll say this, my first passion is writing and animation, you know, like, but I'll say this, one of the biggest drivers for me for that passion was my mom. And then when she passed away, that faded, you know, so it was like, I kind of lost my purpose at that point because that's what I really wanted to do, like, open up my own animation studio and kind of like a Pixar type shit and make movies and stuff like that. That was like really my main passion. And then making, you know, writing scripts and movies and stuff. So then after she passed away, it was like that went away because she was always like my number one fan. You know, she was like, you know, you're really good, you know, just in my corner, you know, supporting me, giving me encouragement, shit like that. And like I said, when she passed away, it went away. So then I kind of like just wondered, like, hey, what else can I do? You know, what else am I interested in? And when I was younger in fifth grade, you know, she sent me, actually when I was at Castlemont, and also in fifth grade, she sent me with my elementary school teacher to this, my fifth grade teacher, to some computer course that the teacher was taking at the time, like a training. And I went to it and I just soaked it all up, like, oh yeah, this is easy. And then in high school one summer, I think it was like in ninth grade or 10th grade, she sent me over to this, this place off 66 Ave or some shit like that. It was somewhere over there in East 14th. And it was like this place where it was a nonprofit organization, and essentially what it was, the guy was building computers for low-income students and just like kids in the hood, and then also for school districts as well. So that's when I went in there and I started learning, like, getting my hands, you know, really into like computer shit and stuff like that. So then from that moment on, I kind of like just fell back on that. Like, okay, well, that was my second passion because I was like, I'm really interested in like computers and tech and stuff like that. So then after the animation stuff went to the wayside, I was like, okay, I'm gonna jump on that. And I did also try the nursing thing with my ex. I became a CNA, a certified, you know, at that time. I went, did the test and all that shit, passed it, and got the certification for a CNA. But then I was like, and I was gonna go down a nursing path out in LA. And then I was like, when we were doing our little clinicals or whatever at this as a CNA and this retirement home out in Playa del Rey, which is like this little rich area at this retirement home. And my ex, she was a fucking natural at it. Like, she was just like second nature. And, you know, like, it was this one guy, this older guy, he had got a pressure ulcer from laying in the bed in one spot for too long. And when I told you we had to clean his wound or whatever, it was me and my ex, because we got paired together. And then I was like, oh, shit. So we went in there,
flip that motherfucker over, nigga. I'm seeing all in his insides, nigga. Like his whole like guts and shit, nigga. I'm like, and I'm smelling that raw iron blood smell. And I was like, oh shit, I couldn't do it. I was like, from that moment on, I was like, this shit ain't for me, man. Cause it was like she went in there and patched that motherfucker up and everything, cleaned his shit.
Yeah, but that shit, it didn't work for you because that wasn't what you was passionate about. So you
true, but I thought I was. I was trying to like step out of my bounds, like stretch myself and like try some new shit.
Why waste time when you knew what you want to do? Like your mom even saw what you want to do and she set you up for that shit. So
yeah.
I think it's hard for you if you internally know that's what you want.
Yeah,
try to like switch into something else that you like. You feel me? Like I don't know. You said you were trying to step out of the comfort zone, whatever.
Yeah, so I was just trying to try some new shit, but then it was like, you know what?
It was already like instilled. Like your mom already had saw what got you. Like all right, this is what you want to do. So she took it.
Yeah.
But she already had set it up. Like no matter what, if I'm here or not. I know this is what you want to do, so you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that in you, so nothing you ever was gonna do was ever gonna work, and you knew that at a young age, and then she knew that when you was young. So no matter what the hell you thought you wasn't gonna do, you knew that wasn't it. So no matter what, like you was never gonna align with that shit, so you was never gonna be happy with that shit because you already knew what the hell you want to do.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And you know, it took me, you know, I was trying to fight against it, you know, and because I was trying to fight against it, it just took me longer to like get in a groove of getting on the right career path and shit like that. And shit like, so I was like, I mean, maybe so, you know, like I was looking at the numbers like, oh shit, man, yeah, I can make this much and all that shit. You know, little recruiters, you know, they pumping my head up for a little nursing school or whatever. Cause it was like a BSN program, like a accelerated BSN program out in LA. I went to school or whatever. And I passed a little assessment test or whatever to see where, you know, they testing how fucking smart you are or whatever. And I passed all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, you're definitely a good fit for this program and blah, 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 blah. But after I did that, you know, that CNA program, that let me know, like, I'm glad I did that CNA program because it was like, it let me know, like, this wasn't for me. This wasn't my career path. You know, it's like.
But you knew.
I did know. I hear you. I did know. And after I said, you know what? This ain't for me. Because I ain't going to lie. Like, sometimes. I get in situations where the only way I learn is the hard way. You know what I'm saying? It's like some shit I just have to just bump my head on. And that was just one of the situations. So I was like, fuck it. So then after I saw that, it's like, okay, nursing ain't for me. So then I was like, you know, so then I was just sitting there like, man, what the fuck else I'm gonna do, man? So I was just sitting there just thinking. And I was like, why won't you just, then it just pops in my head and I just ask myself, just go back to computers. Like, that was natural for you. You know, you click with that shit easy. Just go do that. And then and then here I am today. So it's like, I mean, by no means am I like a fucking a CEO or some type of person in an executive position. But it's like much more I can grow and learn and shit like that. So I'm happy that I'm in this space. But still, my first passion is still like animation. Like even to this day, is like I'm thinking about it like every single day, like writing and stuff like that. But then it's like now I have a son and you know a family, and it's like, man, when I do actually have time to actually sit down and actually execute on that shit. So it's like,
but you do got time. You on this shit with us.
True.
So that you got time.
True.
And how do you know your son won't take interest in that shit? And that he might
say, probably will.
Look what my dad doing. Like, yeah. It's like excuses. So
true.
Like, it should be easy. Like, nigga, like you work from home. Like you got time throughout the day to sit down and draw and to think of shit. And I'm pretty sure your son be like, oh, look at Pops. Like I'm gonna do this shit too next. And then you might see him on the side of you.
looking and drawing. And you're like, all right, and yeah, that might be like some type of bonding and some quiet time where he might just be quiet and let you actually just let you just go up and down and full out draw. And your chick be like, how the hell you had him quiet for so damn long? He's like, well, you know, I don't fucking know. But he was watching yeah. drawing, and he's like, he know, like when you drawing, it's like, all right, this is daddy peace time. Like, so you know, you just go with this shit.
Like, you know what's crazy is like with him right now, what I notice, he loves music. Like he loves music, like all kinds of music. Like, and like his face and his whole like energy just brightens up when any type of music comes on, like his face lights up. And you know, he does his little squat dance or whatever the fuck he does, you know, and it's cute.
They all got that one there. That's
yeah. Hell yeah. And he loves it. He loves music. And it's like, I can tell he's going to be like a creative type person just from seeing that right now. And I don't know. I don't want him to feel like he can't, if he does continue to like music like that, I don't want to feel like he can't pursue that or whatever the case is. So I would, whatever he's interested in, I would like to promote it, you know, like, hey, if you like this, you know, explore it. You know, if you like this, go explore it. Or just something he never thought of. Like, I'll always push him to keep, like, trying shit out. You know, like, you never know if he'll like it or not.
Yeah, but he gonna sit with you, so he gotta see his dad doing what he loved, too. Like, you getting back into anime and shit, and he united with the shit. He don't know what the hell, like, that shit looks like. Like, oh, when he finds his passion, like, oh, that's the same look my dad had when he was doing anime, and I got that same look with music, and this is what the hell I want to do with it. And you know, and then if he approached you with that shit, like, man, I found it, dad. I want to do music, and if you help him with that shit, then you know you're gonna be like, yeah, my fucking anime is what pushed him to get to this level.
No, I hear you, and shit, who knows? I mean, like. Like you said, I do have the time, you know. It's like I really don't know what's stopping me, to be honest with you, like from pursuing that 100%. Like
shit, right now would be the best time ever, man. While it's pandemic.
Oh yeah.
Shit. What's happening?
And it's like when I hear you, it's like, man, I was like, man, I ain't drew no shit in like fucking over 10 to 15 years.
You gotta get back into it, man. It's the only way. Your hands start shaking with Parkinson or something. You know? Damn, I should have shot it back.
No, for real. Like,
yeah.
Not here.
Shit, boy. I'm gonna get in here with my girl because she kicked my ass, too.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? It's about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we definitely gotta make some shit happen, man.
Yeah.